What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a world-famous visionary hoop dancer, prominent player of the indigenous Northern Plains flute, traditional storyteller, and much, much more. We have Kevin Locke joining us. And Kevin, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for taking some time here quickly to talk to us. You have been performing for multiple years. You have some performances coming up here in Jamestown at Fort Seward that we'll talk about. But first, Kevin, maybe for our listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I just categorize myself as an educator. And I think about probably 95% of my programs are in schools around the region, around the area. But last week I did a residency in Calgary, Alberta, but mostly around the Dakotas and surrounding states. So interestingly, you know, I don't really think of myself so much as having interest in doing like tribal or cultural specific presentation, but I like to transcend that and focus more on universal themes, you know, so that young people can see themselves as having something valuable to contribute towards an emerging global civilization. So then what I like to do is use the folk arts, which, you know, folk arts are in all communities all over the world. So they, over time and throughout generations, you know, different peoples and cultures, they create ways of expressing themselves through music and dance that really portray the universal themes of maybe harmony, balance. And so they have these folk arts have universal appeal and validity. So that's what I like to focus on with the different audiences. And I especially like to do participatory, interactive type of activities with the audience and especially the kids. In other words, like teach them songs, teach them dances, and that way they can kind of internalize and think of themselves as participants. Like I just think of myself, if I go somewhere in the world and I see something really fabulous, really fantastic, I don't like to think like that's something really foreign or extrinsic to who I am. I want it to like reinforce my identity as a human being and think of myself as a legitimate heir to that richness. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Kevin Locke, again, our guest right now, and let's talk about it. And, you know, Kevin, you've done this for nearly 40 years, and thousands upon thousands of individuals have taken in this unique way that you're able to kind of bring that history alive and represent that. And what will
billions?
Yeah. Oh, I would go so far as to say billions. You've done it for a long time. You've been all over with this. So coming up here at Fort Seward this Friday from 4 to 6, what can participants kind of expect with what you'll be bringing to Jamestown?
You know what? I think they're going to want me to do some workshops, and I'm thinking maybe. I'm not sure about flute making and flute playing workshops, but possibly we'll do some, we'll make hoops and we'll get the participants to learn some basic designs or routines and then be able to express themselves with that. So that's and then of course I'm pretty sure I'll do some things, you know, like some solo presentations as well.
Now, and of course, Fort Seward is really focused on that history. They're celebrating 150 years this year. What does it mean to you to kind of bring that history and that performance and what you'll be bringing to a site maybe that might not have the greatest of history with the indigenous history, I guess, in our area?
Yeah, well, you know, the Jamestown area, that's traditional homelands of the, you know, the Ihonktwana, the I think in English they're called Upper Yanktene, but we say Ihonktwana. And, you know, the region there, we call that Shahasawakpa, the James River. That's the, I guess in English, it's the Birch River. Okay. So, yeah, we can really bring some local, authentic local heritage to the area. That'd be great. I'd be so glad to share what I can.
Absolutely. So, again, Kevin Locke will be in Jamestown this Friday from 4 to 6 at Fort Seward in Jamestown. And Kevin, if people maybe want to learn more about you and where you'll be and where you've been, there's a couple of great ways they can do that. I think social media, and you have a website as well, right?
Yeah, I've got that kevinlock.com as a site that people can go to.
Well, Kevin, anything else about yourself or about your performances here coming up in Jamestown?
No, I just look forward to seeing everybody there. And I'm really happy to be back in the area and in the Jamestown area. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and we're looking forward to having you back, Kevin. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
All right. Thanks for the call.